May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 27. Come, Holy Spirit, come, let thy bright beams arise, dispel the darkness from our minds, and open all our eyes. Number 27.
Thank you. let's read together from the Word of God, from the Gospel according to John, from chapter 13 and verse 31 to the end of chapter 14. The Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 31. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him." Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whither goest thou?" Jesus answered him, "Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And now sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind, gracious Lord God, once again, dear Lord, a little company of poor sinners are found assembled now in thy house. And dear Lord, there are those that have come hoping to hear thy word, to have something applied by the power of thy Holy Spirit to their souls. Lord, may they not go home disappointed. Lord, do come and open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing this evening hour. And Lord, should it be, Lord, that some have come, Lord, unconcerned, may they go home as well with the blessing of God that makes rich. May they go home with an aching void that this world cannot fill. Their soul on the stretch to find Christ. Be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. then, Lord, do graciously work. Oh, open the windows of heaven this evening hour and pour out thy blessing upon us here. Oh, we seek the order thou art come and draw near and nigh unto us, that thou art bless us abundantly with thy loving kindness, thy tender mercies. We seek, Lord, a portion for our souls. Lord, there's thy word, and Lord, there's the sacred pages. But Lord, we want something spoken to us by the power of thy Spirit. Something, Lord, that we can live on and something we can die on. That we can say, the Lord said unto me. Oh, gracious Lord, do hear our prayer. Do help us then. Lord, that we think of one another in thy word, who was dear Jacob, and now thou didst appear unto him, and thou didst abundantly bless him. And Lord, we seek thy blessing here this evening hour. We do indeed bow our head before thee in confession of our sin and iniquity and shortcomings. Sadly, there is so much. But Lord, we come looking unto Jesus. We come, dear Lord, with all our sin and guilt. But at the same time, Lord, we desire to come and plead thy own blessed word, that him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Lord, then do help us, do be with us, do bless us. Vile, base we are, but Lord, we plead the name of Jesus. We look unto him. Dear Lord Jesus, thou didst say, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. And also thou didst say, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That may this blessing be ours. May we have these words, Lord, applied by the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit unto us. Then do hear our prayer. Lord, thou knowest just thou, then each one has come. Maybe some come with my burden I begin, and Lord, remove this load of sin. Lord, and another prayer is for a token, some evidence, that their names are found in the Lamb's Book of Life, as some token that thou as a favour to their never-dying soul, some token that that work of grace indeed has been begun in their heart. Oh, that he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. May it be ours. Oh, may we not be left out, Lord, of the secret. May we be found, Lord, then, with our lamps burning. Be as the wise virgins, trim our lamps, be found in prayer and supplication, in gracious exercise, regarding eternity. Then do help us, dear Lord, we pray. We ask and pray again, thou remember this little cause of truth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together. In love, unity, and the bond of peace, make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Arise for their help. Lord, there are those that are absent because of infirmity and weaknesses of the flesh. There's our old friend in hospital, Lord. Oh, he needs thee. He needs thee, Lord, to appear. He needs thee to make known thy love and mercy. And we pray, Lord, that thou wouldst draw near to him. Lord, it's not known how much longer he may be here. And none of us know that, Lord. Oh, then do fit and prepare us each for heaven and for eternity. But our friend, do visit him, Lord. Do abundantly bless. Oh, that he may yet speak to thy praise and glory. We ask thee to remember others that are laid aside through affliction, weakness. Do appear, do remember them, do bless them. We do pray for the dear little ones, the children. Some are here, some are at home with the parents. And we do pray that thou remember them each and do bless them. They've got a never-dying soul, Lord. And oh, that thou wouldst graciously work in their hearts. Oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Oh, do bless them indeed. Oh, they may be early seekers and early finders of the good grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that go before us each in life's pathway and the untrodden steps. Be our guide and counsellor, direct us, keep us in thy fear. Help us to be found looking unto Jesus. Help us to be committing our way into thy hand. Casting all our care and our burdens upon thee, who art the great burden bearer, then be with us. Lord, we do pray now that thou remember those, Lord, that walk in bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts, do graciously support. There are a few, Lord, here in this house of God that mourn the loss of near and dear ones. And we pray thou remember them and bless them indeed. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, with some of those that we know of, Lord, that they've passed away, but Lord, it's only to wait the resurrection morn, to wait that time when they shall arise to a kingdom in the skies. Then do bless our Lord, and we pray that when we are called to die, oh, that it may be as the porter that lets us in into the presence of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, do graciously help. Comfort then the mourners. Be with the widows and the widowers. We think of one and another as Ruth Woodhams. There's Ruth Bass, there's Mrs. Warboys over at Oakington, and there may be others. Lord, but we do pray that remember them each. And the families also, Lord, do bless them, graciously help. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt help us and commend all into thy hand. Oh, that they may know the sweet comfort of the Holy Spirit. They may know, dear Lord, that thou art that God of all comfort. Be near them. We pray that thou remember thy people then elsewhere in this world, how they suffer in need and poverty and famine and death and disease, and some, Lord, are persecuted. Oh, we do pray for them. And Lord, we would also humbly pray for the persecutors. Oh, thou didst, Lord, arrest Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, and thou art still the same. Oh, dear Lord, do change the hearts of the persecutors. And pray, dear Lord, that thou mercifully appear for us. Oh, Lord, in this land in which we live, oh, raise up for us men of God to rule and reign over us. Men and women that know what England ought to do. Oh, that they may stand up and be counted. They may stand up and speak loudly and clearly. Gracious Lord, do help us to bear those then before that rule over us. Lord, as our sovereign, the Queen, she's an old lady. Lord, with her, Lord, we don't know how long we have her, but Lord, we fear, Lord, her death. We fear, Lord, what will come when the heir to the throne, Prince Charles, takes the throne. Oh, dear Lord, do open his eyes. Dear Lord, do cause him to remember who he is. Oh, that he may indeed think back and he may remember something, maybe brought to his remembrance something of his late grandfather. Oh, King George the VI, a godly man. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou hear our prayer. He probably doesn't want to be a godly man, but dear Lord, thou art able to make him a godly man. Lord, thou art able to change his heart. Thou didst change Manasseh's heart. There is nothing too hard for thee. Then hear our prayer. We pray thou remember us at the close of the service when a few of us, Lord, will gather round thy table to do as thou hast bidden in remembrance of thee. And oh, we pray for a soft and broken heart, contrite spirit. We may have thy felt presence to be with us. We thank thee for all the kindness and mercies, blessings bestowed, Lord, on us thus far this day. And we pray for the continuation of them. Pray for thy help. Be with us now, Lord. We need thy help. We're only a poor man, Lord. A poor man, Lord, call to speak in thy name once more. Lord, and do come. Oh, and pour in that we pour out. Lord, we cannot pour out of ourselves, but oh, that we may draw from that divine fullness that abides in Jesus, our living head. Lord, hear us. Come then, fulfill thy word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we play the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 888. No wit or will of man, or learning he may boast, no power of reason can draw sinners unto Christ. So fallen is nature, such a flaw, none come except the Father draw. 888.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask Your very prayerful attention to the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 27. John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Perhaps first of all, we'll just look at this in the centre of this verse. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The things of this world, it will soon be passed away. Ecclesiastes, I think it is, the dear man said, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. Why, yes, we may be given, we may be left things in someone's will, but we got to leave it. And we got to leave it forever. But it's not so with our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. What he speaks here, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. The disciples here were very cast down because Jesus had said to them that what he had said to the Jews earlier, that whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you. He told the Jews this, but now he's telling his own beloved little flock, these 12 disciples, or rather 11 disciples. That he is going to go away. And you see, I'm going away. But what has he said to us here in the beginning of this chapter? And if I go and prepare a place for you, yes, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You see, dear soul, there may be one or more here. Yes, that the Lord draws near unto you. And it's this peace. This peace of God that passes all knowledge and understanding that you and I want, desire and seek for. You know, yes, and what was the text this morning? Why, yes, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And he says here, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Peace by his cross as Jesus made the church's everlasting head. There's a hymn in the children's hymn book. I meant to bring it into the pulpit but forgot. And it reads something like this. Peace, perfect peace. Now I can't think of the rest of the words, but you look it up when you get home. Yet in this dark world of sin, but it's peace in and by and through the righteous obedience of the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. You see, without the blessed work of Christ, there would be and is no peace unto the people. But you see, they're found in that covenant of peace. Why, here in Isaiah 54. Yes. You see, the disciples, the Lord's going away. What does Isaiah say to us here? Therefore, a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. But this is the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed. Sometimes man makes a will and then changes his mind, and he alters the will so that some beneficiary is no longer a beneficiary. But these are once in him forever, and thus the eternal covenant stands. He changes not. He changes not. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. The peace of God. A perfect peace. Why this island? Oh, that you and I may be led in faith to the death and sufferings of the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Because that and that alone is where you and I will find peace. The dear Lord Jesus, yes, he suffered in Gethsemane Garden and in the judgment hall. But then he was led, was he not, out to Calvary, where they crucified him. And his crucifixion, blessed be his name, brought peace to poor guilty sinners. You see, because he was crucified, why he was crucified, and he brought peace and reconciliation between divine, holy, offended majesty and poor guilty sinners. Why, yes, dear soul, and there's this, is there not? Oh, for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the Father. For the joy that was set before him. He despised the shame. He despised being crucified on Calvary's cross. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. And the dear Lord Jesus Christ bore the curse for his people. For every elect vessel of mercy, for those there in the text this morning, all that the Father give me shall come. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And yet, yes, dear soul, the dear Lord Jesus had a joy that was set before him. Again, Isaiah 53, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. You see, dear soul, he suffered, bled and died in the sinner's place, Rome and stead. The just for the unjust. What is it the dear hymn writer says to us here in hymn number 95? And dead the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies stooped down to wretched nest and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Yes, the Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high, surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed, and die. He took the dying traitor's place and suffered in his stead for man, a miracle of grace for man, the Saviour bled. What was this for, dear Lord? What heavenly wonders dwell in thy atoning blood? By this are sinners snatched from hell and rebels brought to God. As you see, of the travail of his soul, the joy that was set before him. Sometimes you and I in life's pathway, we have to go through certain things. And why, and there's perhaps a time, a season, yes, of much trouble, anguish of spirit, etc. But we say, well, it'll be worth it when we've got through that far. Ah, friend, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Because, you see, he knew this, did he not? That he was indeed to suffer in their place, room instead, and he must, yes, thus suffer as the Lamb of God and take away the sin of the world. Yes, the sweet Lamb of God comes forth to be slain, yes, to bring peace and reconciliation between divine, holy, offended majesty and poor, guilty sinners. Peace I leave with you. And dear soul, these words are found here then in the sacred pages of Scripture. And they're not just to the disciples alone. They are for your encouragement and mine. They are God's word. They're the word of the blessed Saviour, the glorious Redeemer. And he speaks and he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Well, there is nothing so precious as the peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding. My mind went a little earlier, just before we came out tonight. Hear this word here in Genesis. Here is dear Jacob. And he'd had a dream. There's a ladder. He's seen this ladder and angels ascending and descending it. and he's heard the word of the Lord speaking very clearly and very powerfully unto him. But then it reads like this: and Jacob waked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Well, dears all, with such an experience, you would have peace, would you not? If you and I were found at the very gate of heaven. Peace I leave with you. You say, well, this is all above my head. It's all above my understanding. Well, I grant that it may be. But is there not in your heart, dear soul, an aching void to know something of these things? Oh, there's something in them. It's very deep, it's very profound. But I want to know it. Oh, you want to be led then. Led by the Spirit. Jacob was led there by the Spirit. And dear soul, and you come into the New Testament and you have got dear Simeon in the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. And oh, why, you see, what did he say? It had been revealed unto him that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit. I love that. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. Oh, what a difference that makes when we come by the Spirit into the temple, into the house of God. Yes, and here, dear Simeon had and received that which the Lord had made known unto the fulfillment of that blessed promise. And he comes here, and they brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. Then he took him up in his arms, blessed God, and said, now, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And there's one more reference I'd like to make, and that is dear Paul in his epistle to the Philippians, and in the first chapter he says to us this: but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labour, yet what I should choose I want not. I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. A desire to depart to be with Christ. Is it, dear soul, is it there in your heart and mind tonight? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. I venture to say, dear soul, then, that if you were not ready for eternity, you would hesitate to take the words of Paul have a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. You hesitate because you don't feel that you're ready. But, oh yes, I'm not saying that you live there always. Yeah, your dear soul, you will be. You are very highly favoured of the Lord if you come there like Simeon, like Jacob, like Paul. Yes, you know, this is the house of God and this is the gate of heaven. Peace I leave with you. Peace, because you see, the dear Lord Jesus Christ has wrought out peace on Calvary's cross. I think there's a word here in the psalm, if I can find it, and it speaks about, in the first place, I think it speaks about those that fear God. Yes. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. How great is thy goodness. Ah, yes, his loving kindness, his tender mercy, his goodness that he has gone before and that he's paid the price. But it goes on here, which thou hast wrought for them, which thou hast wrought for them, which thou, the Lord himself, has wrought for them. A work of grace, a work of love and of mercy. Who had set his face as a flint to go toward Jerusalem, knowing the things that would happen unto him there. Yes. And to bring peace and reconciliation between divine, holy, offended majesty and poor, guilty sinners. You see, why, Job speaks, doesn't he, of a dazed man. We read in the scripture of a mediator. And here's Ireland, Christ, the beloved Son of God, is this blessed mediator. Is this one that works out peace. You say, but I'm such a sinner. I understand, and so am I. Well, you turn back here. Yes, dear soul, and why, what peace this must have been. Here in Numbers 21, you have where the children of Israel murmured, and the Lord sent fiery serpents amongst them to bite them. Then they cried unto the Lord. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. They cried unto the Lord. And the Lord heard, and he commands Moses to make a serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Peace. Got peace. It is all, it's look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give. Well, dear soul, there's not a greater gift you and I can have than this verse here in the scriptures of truth. Because, dear soul, it will land your soul and mine in glory. It will. If the Lord speaks these words into your heart and mine, then, dear soul, heaven will be your home. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing to him that died to save, that died to bring peace. I'm not much of a historian, but I believe it was before the outbreak of the 1939 war. Prime Minister of the day, I think, was Neville Chamberlain. And he came back from Germany. He got a piece of paper. And he said he had wrought out a plan of peace. But that piece of paper wasn't worth the paper it was printed on. But dear soul, this is. Yes, it's here in the Word of God. But, oh dear soul, if the Lord should write this on the fleshy tables of your heart and mind. Say, peace. Christ has died. He died, dear soul, on Calvary's cross. And he died there for sinners. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Why, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Yes, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever. No name, no rank, no station in life. Yes. Poor blind Bartimaeus. Yes. And many other poor sinners that we could name. And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. And they shall be mine. They're mine. They'll be given unto him yonder back in eternity past. But yes, but this all, there was this, was there not? There was this glorious plan of salvation. And that plan was, and is that Christ should die. He should pay the price of the redemption of their souls with his own heart's blood so that they have peace. Why, when, you know, when one has peace, passes all knowledge and understanding. The dear soul I knew, whom I now believe to be in glory, she had such peace once in the house of God. Yes. Such peace. And she came to her end, and oh, that I could have this peace once more. You think of the lines, where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Yes, where is the blessedness in you? When I had that peace that passes all knowledge and understanding. When, dear soul, your heart and soul is lifted above. You see, you think again of that dying thief on the cross at Calvary. The Lord, yes, came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. But here he is, on the cross. Yes, in agony of body. No doubt about it, crucifixion was a most awful death. And why, but you see, when the Lord spoke to him, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. He was still in agony, but he got such peace in his heart. And all his sin was gone. All his sin was gone. And he got some, hadn't he? So you, poor soul, and so have I. But oh, the way to home I know, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Oh, one wishes we could get down into this word. Peace I leave with you. The dear apostle again. Why, how this was done. Colossians, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. In the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. You that were sometime alienated. Yes, and why, Paul says elsewhere, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified in and through the name of Jesus. Yes, and here he says, and you that were sometime alienated by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. He's reconciled, yes, your poor heart and mine unto God the Father, because he has paid the price. He has suffered there on Calvary's cross. He shed his blood for the remission of sin. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And that's why, dear David, after his sin, why, oh, it's purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the voice of joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Oh, it's pardon mine iniquity. Yes, but now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. In the body of his flesh through death. There were seven cries of Jesus on Calvary's cross. And this last cry, which is, it is finished. Why, it is how, you see, we said earlier, Paul's words, yes, that for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross and suffered the shame. Ah, dear soul, yes, and why, here he is, dear soul, about to give up the ghost. And it's a cry of triumph and of victory. Yes, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Yes, dear ladies, brought forth children into this world know what travail is. But the dear Lord Jesus, he travailed to bring forth his church, his bride, all them that were given unto him in the covenant of eternity. that they might know, have, and enjoy peace. I leave with you my peace I give unto you. But there's this part of the text. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And it may be a poor soul here tonight that says, well, all that is very well, but I'm a sinner. Let not your heart be troubled. What does the Lord say to us here by his dear servant, Isaiah the prophet? Well, he says a number of things. We read of one in chapter 54, but here in chapter 41, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. See, he will uphold with the right hand of his righteousness, dear soul. Once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. Yes, the peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What did he say here in verse 1? You see, the disciples here, they've just been told, had they not, that he's going away. And Peter is convinced that he can follow him now and he'll lay down his life for him. But poor Peter didn't know, did he, what was in his heart. He had to be shown, he had to be taught. And you and I don't always know what's in our heart. We have to be shown and we have to be taught. Satan hath desired to have thee, that may sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. When thou converted strength in thy breath, Peter, yes, failed. But Peter's faith didn't fail because the Lord had prayed for him. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. What does the Lord say to us here? Isaiah 53, back here with Jacob. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why does it say here, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and formed thee, O Israel? That is all, in short, is the work of divine grace. Jacob was formed in the womb of his mother. Jacob was created in the womb of his mother. But Jacob was formed, yes, by God's grace. He was led. He was led into some deep, deep things, was he not? Yes, and why? You see, he was formed. Reminds me of Peter's words here in his epistle, where he speaks about, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Ye also as lively stones. Jacob, like you and I, we have got a lot of ugly corners on our stones, and those ugly corners have got to be removed. And the Heavenly Mason will indeed take them off in loving kindness, in fitting and preparing us for heaven and for glory. Fear not. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have redeemed thee. He's paid the price of the redemption of your poor never dying soul with his own heart blood. I have redeemed thee. Why me? Why me? O blessed God, why so wretched I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Dear soul, let not your heart be troubled. Again, the time of love will come, when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. Tarry his leisure then. Wait the appointed hour. Wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Peace. Well, it's a deep subject, and one feels we haven't got very far deep down into it. But oh, that the Lord may give you some sweet, blessed meditation on the peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £645, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Field. And Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn number 30. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Number 30. Thank you.
Dear Lord, we do pray thy blessing on thy word. We ask thee to make up where we seem to have so failed. The Lord, do clothe the word with the power and the unction of thy spirit, so that it does not return unto thee void, but accomplishes that whereto thou pleased to send it. In thy name shall have all the honour, glory, and praise. Now dismiss in peace. Lord, watch over us as we gather round thy table to do in remembrance of thee. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.